Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets advanced as investors' attention turned to tonight's January inflation figures. The Dow rose 377 points, or 1.1%, underpinned by solid gains from Microsoft, Nike, Salesforce and Intel Corp. The broader S&P 500 climbed 1.1%, with information technology, consumer discretionary, consumer staples, financials and communication services all rising over 1% and leading 10 of the 11 primary sectors higher. Energy, down 0.6%, was the only primary sector not to advance overnight. Tesla fell 1.1%. Data compiled by S3 Partners shows hedge funds have lost $7.6 billion shorting the electric vehicle maker on a mark-to-market basis over the last 30 days. That's more than double the losses incurred by the second least profitable short on the list, being Apple Inc. The Nasdaq rallied 1.5% overnight. Meta Platforms rose just over 3% following a Financial Times report saying further job cuts could be in the pipeline. In November, the Facebook parent announced it was laying off around 11,000 employees, which equates to approximately 13% of its staff. Small capitalization, Russell 2000 index rose 1.1% overnight. Some bullish comments from the International Monetary Fund Managing Director, Kristalina Georgieva, overnight, who said markets have good reason to be more upbeat while speaking at the World Government Summit in Dubai. Now that it looks as though the US will avoid recession, and Europe have remarkably resilient labour markets and China has reopened, markets can be afford to be more optimistic, the IMF managing director said. She added that there would be further monetary tightening this year, but the IMF no longer projects that it will continue into 2024. US corporate earnings, Coca-Cola, Airbnb, Devon Energy and Marriott International are among companies releasing quarterly results tonight. On the economic data front, a January survey of consumer expectations released by the New York Fed overnight recorded little change in inflation expectations over the short, medium and long term. Similarly, labour and household finance expectations have been mostly stable, with one exception. Households' income growth expectations dropped substantially in January, but remain above their pre-pandemic levels. The Consumer Price Index for January is released tonight, with economists forecasting a 0.4% increase in headline CPI on a monthly basis and a 6.2% gain from the prior year, down from 6.5% in December and compared to a 40-year high of 9.1% reached in June of last year. It would mark the slowest annual rate since October of 2021. European bourses were also stronger overnight, with the Pan-European Stock 600 Index rising 0.9%. That was alongside a 0.6% rise for Germany's DAX and a 1.1% gain for France's CAC. London's FTSE 100 rose 0.8%, climbing back above 7,900 to log a fresh record all-time high. However, UK house builders retreated after a slew of rating downgrades by Deutsche Bank, with Persimmon, Taylor Wimpey and Barratt Developments down 2.5% plus. Elsewhere, Heathrow Airport recorded its busiest January since the start of the pandemic, with 5.4 million passengers travelling through it last month. The latest figures would double the 2.6 million passengers in 2022, but are still below the 6.1 million people that passed through in January 2020. Heathrow's passenger numbers were boosted in January by a sharp increase in traffic from the Asia-Pacific region, which almost tripled year-on-year to 764,000. The base metals complex was mixed overnight. Copper was up 1.2% to be trading just over $4.06 a pound. Zinc rallied 3%. However, nickel lost 3.6% and aluminium eased 0.6%. Benchmark spot iron ore dropped 3.5% to around $120.40 a metric tonne. Gold futures fell $11 to $1,863.50 an ounce, their lowest settlement since the 5th of January. Oil prices advanced and settled at more than two-week highs. WTI added 42 cents or 0.5% to $80.14 a barrel, Brent rising 22 cents or 0.3% to $86.61 a barrel. The Organisation of Petroleum Exporting Countries releases its latest monthly report tonight. On bond markets, US 10-year Treasury yields eased almost 3 basis points to 3.72%, while the 2-year note yield added 2.3 basis points to 4.53%. And the Australian dollar is firmer, buying around 69.7 US cents this morning. The National Australia Bank Business Confidence Index for January and the Westpac Consumer Confidence Index for February headline today's Australian economic calendar.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.